Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of kaiom.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vibhuti, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om. Om Sahanavato, Sahanobhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastuma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Deshabandhaschittasya Dharana, Tatra Prateekatanata Dhyanam, Tadevarthamatra Nirbhasam Sarupashunyamiva Samadhihi, Trayamyekatra Sanyamaha, Tajjaya Prajna Lokaha, Tasya Bhumishu Viniyogaha, Trayam Mantarangam Purvebhyaha, Tatavivairangam Nirbijasya, Vyutthani Nirodha Samskara Yoho, Avivava Pradaru Bhavo, Nirodha Kshana Chittanvayo, Nirodha Varinamaha, Tasya Prashanta Vahita Samskarat, Sarvartha Ekagrata Yoho, Kshayodayo Chittasya Samadhi Varinamaha, Shantoditau Tulya Pratyayo Chittasya Ekagrata Varinamaha, Etena Bhutendriyeshu Dharma Lakshana Vastha Varinama Vyakshyata, Shantoditau Vyavadesha Dharma Anuvati Dharmi, Kramanyattam Parimana Anyatve Hetuhu, Kramanyattam Parinama Anyatve Hetuhu, Parinamatraya Sanyamat, Itretra Dhyasa Sanyamat, Parinamatraya Sanyamadatitanagata Jnanam, Shabdarvartyanamitetradhyasa Sankarahatat Prayubhaga Sanyamad Sarvabhutarutak Jnanam, Samskara Sakshat Karanat Purvajati Jnanam, Pratyasya Parachitta Jnanam, Natarat Salam Vranthasya Vrayabhutatvad, Kayarupa Sanyamad Tad Grahi Shaktistam Bhechakshuh Prakasha Samprayoge Tad Antardhanam, Sovakram Nirupakraman Chakarma Tat Sanyamada Paranta Jnanam Rishte Bhyova Maitri Adishu Valani Baleshu Asti Valadini Prurtya Lokanyasat Sukshpavya Vihita Viprakrishta Jnanam Bhavana Jnanam Surya Sanyamad Chandre Tara Vyuha Jnanam Dhruve Radgari Jnanam Navi Chakre Kaya Vyuha Jnanam Kantha Kupe Kshutvipada Nivrtihi Kurman Adhyam Sthairyam Murdha Jyodhi Siddha Darshanam Pratibhava Sarvam Hrudaye Chitta Samvita. So, we saw Chandre Bhuvana Jnanam Surya Samyamad Chandre Dhara Vyuha Jnanam Dhruve Tadgati Jnanam Nabi Chakre Kaya Vyuha Jnanam Kantha Kupe Kshutvipada Nivrtihi Kurman Adhyam Sthairyam Murdha Jyodhi Siddha Darshanam Pratibhava Sarvam Hrudaye Chitta Samvita. These I explained it in the terms of the chakras. There are some people who accept these things to be, see, there are these kind of nerves, solar plexus, etc., the junctions, where it is a physical node. See, here, Nabi Chakra, etc., there is a physical node inside, that is what is, where you have to do Sayama of. That is how he has presented it. Maybe some people have this idea, maybe that in the later stage, they started this Nabi Chakra, the chakras are all imaginary, I already said, it's Bhavana. So, they started superimposing on the Sthula Chakra, the place, they started superimposing these kind of petals, etc. to do Bhavana. So, maybe that is, you don't need to, you can accept it as to be Chakra also, there is no problem, because it's Sanyama, it is Bhavana only again. So, Sattva Purushayoho Atyanta Singarni. Sattva Purushayoho Atyanta Sankirnayoho Pratyavisesho Bhogaha. Sattva Purushayor Atyanta Sankirnayoho Pratyavisesho Bhogaha. Atyanta Sankirnayoho Parathattvat Swartha Sanyamat Purusha Jnanam. Sattva Purushayor Atyanta Sankirnayoho Pratyaya Vishesho Bhogaha. Sattva Purushayor Atyanta Sankirnayoho Pratyaya Vishesho Bhogaha. Parathattvat Swartha Sanyamat Purusha Jnanam. Sattva Purushayor Atyanta Sankirnayoho प्रत्याविशेषो भोगः परार्थत्वात् स्वार्थसंयमात् पुरुषज्ञानम्. सो सत्व पुरुषयो अत्यंत असंकीर्णयो हो सत्वांड पुरुष सत्व इज बुद्धि सत्व दि बुद्धि दि प्यूर ज्ञान अंड पुरुष इज दि सेल्फ इटसेल्फ अत्यंत असंकीर्णयो हो दीज टू विच आर नेवर इन कॉम्बिनेशन दे डोंट कम इन टू कॉन्टैक्ट. प्रत्याविशेषो भोग बिन there is a confusion in this sattva purusha, this buddhi and the purusha self in their existence, in their they are not in sankhya. We already saw with the shruti text asangohi ayam purusha, this purusha is one who is not untainted by the prakriti. But when you are not able to differentiate pratyaya avisheshah means, see, first he says sattva purusha yoho, sattva and purusha atyanta asankirna yoho. Sankirna means confusion. Atyanta asankirna means there is no combination, there is no confusion here. In that, pratyaya avisheshaha, you don't have a vishesha pratyaya, clear knowledge that this is different and that is different. That kind of confusion in the knowledge is called bhoga. You accept the relation between the pratyaya, the sattva buddhi and the purusha. That is bhoga. Parathatva, because it is a for bhoga. What is bhoga? What is bhoga? Bhoga is parathatvat. Bhoga, parathatvat. The jagat, prakriti is for paratha. It is for the others. It does not do the creation. It does not involve itself in the creation for its own self. It is for the others. Therefore, swartha sanyamat purusha jnanam. If you do in the swartha, giving up the paratha for the others, if you do it in the swartha, then you will gain the knowledge of the purusha. Buddhisattvam pratkhya shinam. Buddhisattvam means the pure knowledge, knowledge power. It is a prakhyashilam. Prakhyashilam means it is that which is illumining in nature. Samana sattopani bandhane. Samana sattopani bandhane. Rastamasi vashikritya. Sattvapurusha anyata pratyena parinatam. Samana sattopani bandhane. Samana sattopani means when there is no difference. Samana sattva, when there is no difference. When they are accepted to be the same, rajastamasi vashikritya, by controlling the rajasam tamaskan, keeping it under its control, sattva purusha anyata pratyena parinatam, they give the knowledge, the sattva purusha, sattva the buddhi and the purusha to be different. Because of this samana sattva upannam mandhana, because of this confusion. Tasmacha, because of that, sattvat, tasmacha sattvat, parinamino, atyanta, vidharma, shuddho, anyaschiti, matra, rupaha, purusha. Tasmacha sattvat, parinamino, that sattva which is parinaminaha, parinamina means which is changing. Which is always changing. Buddhi has pratyas and because of pratyas, the buddhi is made, the pratyas change, buddhi change. Atyanta, vidharma, and that which is exactly opposite, that which has exactly opposite quality, which does not change. Shuddha, which is pure. Anyaschiti matra rupaha, and that which is chaitanya sarupa is purusha. This buddhi is jada, triguna, and the other one is pure. It is not made of gunas, which is purusha. Tayor atyanta sankirnayoho pratya avishesho bhogaha. In this, which cannot come into any confusion, which cannot come into any contact, the knowledge is it to be non-different, is bhoga. Purushasya darshita vishyatvat sa bhoga pratyaya sattvasya parathatvat drushyaha. Purushasya darshita vishyatvat, because this jagat, bhoga means that jagat is for the purusha. It is seen by the purusha. It is experienced by the purusha. So bhoga pratyaha. What is experienced by the purusha? The object of the thought function of the object. The thought function of the object. Experience of the thought function. Experience of the object as a thought function. That thought function is what is seen by the purusha. The object is experienced by the sense organ. There is a thought function of that experience created in the buddhi. And that thought function is seen by the purusha. Therefore, bhoga pratyaya sattvasya parathatvat drishyaha. And this sattva is for paratha. The gunas are for paratha. Like the cow, it gives milk for the kid to grow, for the calf to grow. The same way, this prakriti creates all these objects of the world for the experience of the purusha and moksha of the purusha. Yastu tasmat vishishta sthiti matra rupo anya paurusheha pratyaya tatra sanyamat, and that which is different from this, which is only paurusheya pratyaya, only purusha pratyaya, this self, the thought function of the self, about the self. There, when you do this sanyamat, purusha vishaya prajna jayate, when you do this sayama on the purusha existence, this buddhi in the existence of purusha, because what you say, I think, therefore I am, that is how you see, because the thought function exists, therefore you see the thought function, therefore you understand to be existent, but the thought function is not necessary to make you exist. Why? The thought function is a mala, is another problem, it's an obstacle. Chitta vritti, that is what you are trying to control. So even without the thought function, the non-existence of thought function, for that also you are the witness. That is the purusha. So that knowledge about the existence of purusha, there will be another thought function. Yes, the purusha exists, who is the experience of this thought function. There is this thought function. So when you do that sanyama in that thought function, that vritti, then knowledge arises. Vishaya purusha vishaya prajna jayate, this prajna, this knowledge is of the purusha. Nacha purusha pratyena buddhisattvatmana purusho drishyate, but through this purusha pratyaya, the thought function about the purusha, this purusha is not seen. The purusha is not seen. Eva purusha eva pratyam swatma avalambanam pashyati, because that purusha is one who sees the pratyaya as the pratyaya which has grasped him, as the pratyaya which is making clear of his about his existence, making sure his existence exists. Meaning, see, I exist, there is a thought function. This thought function proves the existence of the purusha. Purusha exists. And this purusha exists, this thought function, who is the experience of that thought function? The purusha. That is what said, purusha eva pratyam swatma avalambanam pashyati. Purusha is the one who sees the thought function. And what is the object of the thought function? Swatma, the self itself, purusha itself. That he sees it. Purusha pashyati. Tata hi uktam, that is what is said. Vijnataramare kena vijaniyadidi. How can the knower know himself? Through what will he know himself? There is no other way. Therefore, he understands like that. Tata ha pratibha shravana vedanadarshas vedanadarshasvadavarta jayante. Pratibha shravana vedana adarsha asvadavarta jayante. Tataha pratibha shravana vedana adarsha asvadavarta jayante. Tataha pratibha shravana vedana ఆదర్శ ఆస్వాద వార్తా జాయంతే. శ్రావణ వేదన ఆదర్శ ఆస్వాద వార్తా జాయంతే. తతః ప్రతిభ శ్రావణ వేదనాదర్శ ఆస్వాద వార్తా జాయంతే. Tataha, because of that, pratibha means the knowledge, perception, shravana, through seeing, ശ്രാവണ ത്രൂ ലിസണിങ്, വേദന ത്രൂ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ടച്ച്, ആദർശ അഗെയിൻ ത്രൂ ദി ഫോംസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫോംസ്, ആസ്വാദ, ആസ്വാദ മീൻസ് ടു ടേസ്റ്റ്, വാർത്ത ജായന്തേ, ദീസ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്, വാർത്ത ഈസ് ദി സ്മെൽ, ദീസ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ഹാപ്പൻസ്. These are all divine experience which he is saying. Now, Pratibha also is something which I say as direct perception, something which is seen. Now again there is Adarsha, which is also the form which is seen. Though that is divine form, Adarsha is divine form which you see, here Pratibha is that which is very very subtle. Divine form is in front of you, you can see, that is Adarsha. But the divine form or any form which is not in front of you, which is separated, which is in far off place, that if you see, that is Pratibha. Pratibhad sukshma vyavahita viprakashtatita anagata jnanam. Through the Pratibha, through this knowledge, you will gain the knowledge of sukshma, subtle, vyavahita, that which is separated, viprakrishta, that is very far, atita, that which is future, anagata, that which is past, anagata, that is future, this kind of knowledge, all this knowledge will happen through the pratibha. And shravanat, through the hearing, doing sayama on the hearing, divya shabda shravanam, you will be able to listen to divine voices. Vedanat divya sparshadi gamaha. If you say do sayama on the Vedana, on the experience, you will be able to experience divine touch, etc. Adarshad divya rupa samvit. If you do sayama on the adarsha, on the visual, on the seeing, then you will be able to, on the vision, you will be able to see divine forms. Aswadad divya rupa samvit, divya rasa samvit. If you do sayama in the taste, then you will be able to taste divine tastes. Varta to divya gandha vijnanam. If you do sayama on the varta, on the nose, on the olfactory, you will be able to smell divine smells. You will be able to experience divine smells. Iti etani nityam jayante. This happens at all points of time. You'll be able to listen to divine things, able to experience divine things, etc. These are all the experience of yogis. These are the experience of yogis. Te samadhau upasarga vyutthane siddhayah. Te samadhau upasarga vyutthane siddhayah. This sutra we have to remember. That is why I am saying it again and again. 3 times we do it. Normally I did it 5 times. Because they means those. What? All these experience, all these divine experience, all these supernatural powers. Samadhau, for the samadhi, upasarga, they are hindrance. Vyutsane, in the vyutsana, in the samsara, up till samsara, vyutsana we have defined already, up till the nirbija samadhi, before the nirbija samadhi, sabija samadhi, when you compare from the state of nirbija samadhi, that is also samsara. So, vyutsane, up till the sabija samadhi, siddhayaha, they are called siddhis. You can call it siddhi for the samasa, for the worldly affairs. But in the spiritual matter, they are hindrance. Te samadhau upasarga antaraya hindrance. They are hindrance in the samadhi. And vyutsane siddhayaha. In the samsara, they are called siddhis, supernatural powers, attainments. Te pratibhadayaha samahita chittasya utpadyamana upasargaha. These Pratibha, etc., whatever we saw up till now, for the Samahita Chitta, for the person, for the Chitta, which is attaining the peace, Utpadyamanaha Upasargaha, are these siddhis are that which are the new problems which crop up, new hindrance which crop up. Other than the other antarayas, other difficulties, vyadis, sthyana, etc., angimejayatam, etc., we saw in the previous chapter. So, they are those antarayas, those troubles, hindrance are there already. Now, these are new, these siddhis, by doing, gaining these siddhis, you are bringing up new problems, which were not existing previously. Tad darshna pratyanikatvat, because tad darshna pratyanikatvat, darshna prati anikatvat, for the samatya titta, this purusha, whatever purusha darshna we have, tat prati anikatvat, pratyanikatvat means, for that it is a pratipaksha, it is a hindrance, it is a trouble, obstacle, for the vision of the purusha. Vichita chittasya utpadyamana chittaya, for the person who is in the vyutthana, vichita chittasya means for the person who is involved in the samsara, that is a siddhi. These are accomplishments. These are cropping up accomplishments. You have attained something. You have attained something through the process.